Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Christ and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to register my appreciation to all of you. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your prayers. May you continue remembering me in prayers that this word of the Lord that we are having on daily devotion this week be a blessing to us all. May the Lord richly bless us all as we continue looking into the thought that we started on obedience. Yesterday, we were looking at the story in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, where God commanded Saul to go and destroy all the Amalekites and all the cattle, the sheep, and children. But when Saul went into that place, he kept some of the oxes that looked to be fat, which were profitable unto the flesh, because the flesh saw them good, and yet the word of God saw them as a destruction, as an accursed thing. And Saul did not completely implement the instruction that God gave unto him. And we saw that he was not obedient to the word of God, and he lost the kingdom. And yesterday we were looking at when God gives us the word, we should completely submit ourselves to that word and execute the will of his, or follow the instructions that he has given unto us, not to do some of the word and leave part of the word undone. So was able to take action, but not completing everything that the Lord had told him. Now, today we want to continue with the same thought of obedience. And I want us to look at another common story. But this young man called Joshua. Joshua was a servant unto Moses. He was a young man who saw the manifestation of the power of God when they came out of Egypt. He used to be following Moses, very faithful, very obedient to the word that he had received from God through Moses. But my brothers and sisters, there came a time when Moses was taken by the Lord out of their sight, or Moses died. Now, after the death of Moses, the Lord had spoken unto Joshua. The Lord had commanded Joshua to go and possess the land according to the word that God had given unto them. But I want you to see something, that Joshua also did not just fully take the word of the Lord and acted upon him as he had received it. In other words, Joshua disobeyed without taking action upon what he was told the very first time he heard it. Maybe it was as a result of being used to be led by someone else, not to be in front to guide or to lead others. Being used, seeing things done. Now it came to pass that it was now his time for him to be the one to lead, for him to be the one to guide the people, because he was chosen off by God. My brothers and sisters, let's read the book of Joshua chapter 1 to have an understanding how Joshua disobeyed without acting upon what he had heard. Remember, we are looking at obedience, and obedience is surrendering your will or your ego to a higher authority. And in this case, we are looking at the power of God, the higher authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the book of Joshua chapter 1, I'll start from this one. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Take note of that. The Lord told him to arise. Go over this Jordan, thou, and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon,
that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. What a promise that Joshua had received from God. What an assurance he had received from God. But brothers and sisters, let's follow to see what Joshua will do. The very first time he's hearing this word. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. The Lord knew what Joshua was going to face, that there were battles ahead of him. Brothers and sisters, the Lord gave him an assurance that the way I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So God had spoken to Joshua. He had commanded him to rise and go and possess the land with the children of Israel according to the promise that God gave unto them. And on verse 8 we find this. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So God gives him an instruction that Joshua must obey. And God told him to meditate upon the word day and night, and to observe and do according to all that is written therein. To obey and do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. We don't know how long it took when God had spoken this word and Joshua disobeyed without acting upon that word. Maybe at this time, Joshua had fear. I believe that's the reason why the Lord told him to be strong and courageous, because he had not led the people, but God had chosen him to lead the people. Brothers and sisters, I want you to put yourself in the situation of Joshua. Maybe you were used being led by your pastor, and God has taken the pastor out of your sight. Maybe your marriage was going well, and suddenly your husband has turned against you, or maybe your wife has turned against you. Maybe you were being used to be led by your parents. Maybe God has taken them to be with him, and when time comes, we shall meet them the other side. Now it is you that God has placed in front. Now it is you that God has spoken unto, and he wants you to continue where those people who used to lead you, they have ended from. And God has given you an instruction. God has given you the word, and he tells you to observe, hallelujah, everything that is written, and do according to his will. And he has assured you and I that he's going to be with us. He will not fail us. And you grant us victory until we possess our inheritance in Christ Jesus. For God excuse me, knows where he's leading us unto. My brothers and sisters, we ought to obey what God has spoken unto us, because the word of God cannot fail if we stand upon it. But fear can lead people to disobey the word of God. Now look, Joshua, when Moses is taken out of the sight, God speaks unto him. But Joshua, in the first place, shows disobedience by not moving. It may be you and I, my brothers and sisters. Maybe the people who used to lead us in the way of the Lord, God has taken them out of sight. And now it is you that God has called. It is you, my sister, in that marriage who has remained on the way. And God wants you to continue taking His will in your family, fulfilling. Maybe that is the only road that God can use to bring those who have fallen. Maybe it is people who are leading us, they are fallen, they are backslidden, and God has allowed the light to dawn upon you or to shine upon you, and He has given you surety, He has given you His word, that He wants you and I to continue walking in His will, and He's going to give us victory.
Hallelujah.
But look at what happened. Joshua, in the first place, did not act upon what he had. Remember where we are coming from. Yesterday we saw that Saul acted upon the word, but he did not completely do all the word that he was told, or he did not carry out all the instructions that he had received. But let's look at Joshua. My brothers and sisters, we can disobey the word of God in not acting upon Him, and yet God desires for us to be obedient by taking a step according to His will. When God says move, we have to move. When God says stand still, we have to stand still. Here is Joshua commanded to say, arise. But Joshua is not arising. It took God to intervene. Listen on verse 9, what will happen? I'm using the King James Version. Excuse me. We are getting on this night. And the Bible reads on verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Look now, God now comes with anger. Or rather, God expresses His wrath against Joshua for not taking a step. Do you see it? My brother, to be obedient is to carry out the will of the Lord. It is not to lean unto our own understanding. We don't need to look at circumstances surrounding us. There are certain dangers that one may have. You may put your trust in the one that God is using, and when God allows it to fall upon thee, you may fail. It is good to trust those that God is using to lead us. But it's not good for us to depend on them. We have to depend on Christ, but follow His will through them. As they are leading us, as they are teaching us, even in the ministers of the gospel, as God is using them to minister unto us. Yes, we need to trust in them that God has given unto us. Because the Bible says, believe in the one whom God has sent unto you. But we should not depend on them. We should depend on the one who's using them. Because God, when He takes them out of the sight, we may have troubles to obey His word. That is the reason why in the message, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of destruction. The moment God took His servant, the prophet of this age, out of the sight, alas, they failed to move on. Even when the word of God commanded us to move on, people have stayed with the tapes. They are stuck there. That's like we see here. Joshua got stuck. He had fear, even though God had given him the word, to rise and move. Oh my, may the Lord help us. Verse 9 says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and be of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So God came here, and God expressed Himself with anger on Joshua. Have not I commanded? Meaning, I have commanded you. What are you still doing here? You see disobedience manifest in different ways. You may receive the word of God and fail to act upon it, and yet act as if you are very innocent. I believe the people who were surrounding Joshua, the children of Israel, they thought Joshua was still waiting for instructions from God, and yet he had received the instruction. He was the one not acting upon it. My brother, my sister, I may not know what's surrounding you. Let's not be like Saul, who acted upon the word, but he failed to complete all the work that God had given unto him. And let's not act like Joshua in this manner, to disobey the instructions that we have received by failing to take action. We have to take action and fulfill all the instructions that he has commanded unto us. When he says, I'll be with you, he will be with us. Regardless of what you face, he told Joshua, be strong and of good courage, because God knew that there were going to be battles that Joshua faced. But the Lord told him, be strong and be courageous, because I am with you. He's with you, my brothers and sisters, in all things that you face. It doesn't matter what God has taken out of your sight. What matters is that God has revealed himself unto you, and he wants you to continue where others have ended. Hallelujah. So we see, excuse me, we see here that God came the second time, asking Joshua, have not I commanded you? Now, let's see on verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. So now Joshua obeys the word of God, because God now came the second time with anger against Joshua for not taking a step when God told him to rise the first time. Hallelujah. The first time God told him to say, arise and go and possess this land, Joshua did not arise. But now God comes with anger. And when God came with anger to Joshua, this is when now Joshua is acting. This is when now Joshua is obeying his word. My brothers and sisters, sometimes when you disobey the word of God, God will come with anger to make you and I move. And that can be a situation that you can use. And that situation can be painful. Why? Because we did not obey the first time he gave us his word. Now, because you are the seed of God, he will not allow you there. He will bring a situation that will provoke you to move to fulfill his will. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So we see Joshua, in the first place, he disobeyed God with his smartness of not taking the instruction that God gave unto him, or not moving. You see, my brothers and sisters, when you look at this, it looked like Joshua did not go to steal. Joshua did not go to commit adultery. But the only thing that Joshua did not do was to move according to the will of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, obedience is also to move according to his will. As men are zealous by the Spirit of God, they are sons and daughters of God. When God says it's time to rise, rise. When God says it's time to pray, pray. Time to go into fasting, rise and obey. Time to attend church service, rise and obey. Time to visit they that are discouraged, rise and obey. He knows what he's doing. May the good Lord richly bless us. Let's remain faithful and obedient to his word. Shalom.